How does the budget this year, the proposed state budget, compare to last year's?
It's getting from bad to worse, I would imagine, given the kind of situation we are in. Revenue projections have been down. We have a deficit that needs to be funded. And as a result, there are some very tough choices that the legislature has to make.
So does it make sense to close the gaps and that deficit you just mentioned with the $268 million in cuts that the House proposed on Friday? What's your opinion on that?
There is really no one good answer to this question. The problem here is you have a situation where the revenues are highly variable, but the costs, the spending part, is not that variable. So whenever you have a mismatch between those revenues and spending, you need to sort of dip into some, just like what we would say, a checking account or some liquidity facility. So there are only two ways a state can do it. One, either it can borrow money to meet its current shortfalls, and currently we have borrowed a fair amount. Alternatively, it can, if you will, borrow from its past. So the surpluses that were generated have to be held in store and then drawn down upon when you have these mismatches that are not in your favor.
So would you say that they're doing everything they can right now? Are they being logical about solving this problem, or do you think it's just kind of become a political issue?
Well, which budget isn't political?
Right.
My larger concerns are that much of the spending cut is in the discretionary part, which is healthcare and education. And these spending elements are essentially investments for the longer term. So if you don't invest, so if your spending doesn't invest in these kinds of items, then you don't have sustained long-term growth. So the electoral cycle permits two-year windows by which legislatures and the executive branch probably looks at it. But in the larger scheme of things, I mean, the timelines are a lot longer.
There's been a lot of outcry over the decision to make these big cuts to the healthcare system and to higher ed. And in some way, the discussion over the budget has really been a bipartisan issue. It's kind of brought the parties together. Do you think it's possible to restore the funding that was taken away by the House in their proposal on Friday, as requested by the Jindal administration and the Democrats who have allied with him on this issue?
I suppose it is possible, I mean, because I don't know what else is there in the operating budget that they could essentially cut out and still balance the budget. So they will have to agree to some sort of a compromise. So I think I'm optimistic that they will find some middle ground there.
I just feel like the average citizen doesn't necessarily have a great working knowledge of what these budget cuts really mean until they hit home. So right now, maybe folks aren't paying as close of attention to the budget discussion until something happens at their hospital or their university.
That's very true. I mean, LSU is a classic case in point. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of the top administration leave, and that it's not just the president and potentially the chancellor. I mean, you know, deans have left, and they've all said, or many of them have said, that it's because they're resource constrained. And with this retirement issue looming, I mean, there is a possibility that we may lose a lot of our senior experienced faculty. And so these are crisis times for the university.